My name is Doreen Beauvais, and I was born in 1904. I'm American and grew up in San Francisco. During a trip to Europe in the 1930s, I met my husband, Bernard Beauvais, a doctor. We had two children, Daria and Robert, who is the current owner. We lived for a long time in South Africa, where my husband grew up, but we spent all our summers in Vuillerin. We returned to Switzerland permanently when my parents-in-law died in 1953. From the outset, I invested a great deal into the family estate, personally financing the renovation of the large roof, among other things, and making sure that all the buildings, including the farmhouse at Collonges, now renamed Port Desiris, were protected and remained part of the Chateau de Vuillerin estate. I'm a passionate gardener, and like many Americans, I love irises. I had a magnificent garden in South Africa, where I had already planted some, so naturally I brought iris back to Switzerland. So it's thanks to me that the irises are in Vuillerin. Then I added a few rhizomes to the collection, bought from an American hybridist, Schreiner, in Oregon, the first of which were called Miss California. At the time, I had no idea that this was the beginning of the largest and most modern iris collection in Europe, with over 800 different varieties to come over the years. As the seasons went by, I came up with the idea of opening my gardens to the public so that visitors could contribute to the upkeep of the gardens and buildings. Without this idea, the property might not have been maintained as you know it. The first public flower show took place in the spring of 1955. I'm very happy to have passed on my passion for gardens and flowers to my children. And my son, Robert, continues to select new rhizomes each year for the pleasure of visitors, who could choose their favourites during their visit and have them delivered in the autumn to plant in their gardens. Since the collection began, the irises have changed a great deal, and we've added some autumn flowering varieties that every enthusiast should have in their gardens. My son Robert, the current Lord of the Manor, has been stepping up the development of the landscaping over the last 50 years. The garden that bears my name is in fact the Chateau's former vegetable garden, transformed into a formal garden in the 17th century. Its paths and central pond are testimony to the mastery and care that went into designing the site. In my garden, you'll find all the current iris collection, a large collection of roses on either side of the orangery, a laburnum tunnel, peonies, alliums, dahlias, Indian lilacs and two magnolias, among others. But don't forget to admire the old wall covered with historic rose bushes. If you're wondering about the palm trees, they were already present in the courtyard of the chateau in the 19th century, and the variety is acclimatised to our climate. I'm delighted that this garden has continued to welcome visitors every year for nearly 70 years, and to know that my irises are blooming here still.